Now, it seems pretty clear that the proclamation of the gospel message is at the very heart of the book of Acts. And it's encouraging to a church in a later age trying to proclaim the gospel by looking back and seeing how a church at an earlier age did it. And it's clear that the main task of the church is to proclaim the message of Jesus, to challenge people to repent and to respond to the gospel. But at the same time, in any historical work, there's not just one message. There's a main message in any historical work, but also there are other messages. There are pillars that support that main message. In other words, there are main issues, and then there are side issues and supporting issues. For example, one historian might focus on social events, but in the backdrop, there might be certain political events that would be important, even though they're not part of the main story. And they would probably be there to explain the social events, but they might even be there because the writer thought they were the very best example of politics and were worth mentioning. So what are some of the side issues in the book of Acts? Now, the main issue, of course, is proclamation of the word. And we don't want to lose sight of that. That's really what the Gospel of Acts is all about, or the book of Acts is all about. But there are some side issues. One is, anytime you take a stand for Christ and against culture, expect persecution. Now, turn over for a minute.
That's exactly what Paul encouraged these new Christians. I mean, after all,